Blog Talk Radio. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Welcome to They Overcame. We are here to give God all the honor, all the glory that is due his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, baby.
Good morning, good morning. God bless everybody. Good morning, sweetheart.
Well, sitting here, and we haven't had rain partly all this summer. I was commenting to my husband that I think we're going to get all the rain that we've been missing. This is like our second day, a straight day of rain, and the ground needs it. And I'm not complaining because God knows what we need. So when the storms come in your life, don't complain because this is the will of God concerning you. Hey,
amen.
Well, we've had an exciting and somewhat saddened week this week. We lost one of our dear goddaughters this week, and we're really, really sad about the situation, and we just want to ask everyone that internet or who calls in to please keep the Washington family, excuse me, in your prayers today. Brandy, a young woman, about 40 years old, maybe not even reached 40 yet, but succumbed to a heart attack this week and went on to be with the Lord on yesterday. So we are very, very sad and holding their family up. She had three daughters and one of them under 10. So please continue to pray for them. Pray for them. Hold them up. Hold that family up. And there are other bereaving families out there. Thinking about our dear friend, my husband's lifelong buddy, passed maybe about two or three months ago, and just having a hard time. It was a sudden death, and just having a hard time accepting it because we really can't do anything about it, but just living in the after effects of his death. So just continue to pray for all the bereaving families. We just know that God is wrapping them in his arms, where the Bible tells us that we would be comforted when we mourn. So just remember to always pray for families that have lost their loved ones. And speaking of prayer, babe, you want to open us up with prayer.
Amen. Let us all just look to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we praise your holy name. You are worthy, Lord God, of all worship, honor, glory. All power is in your hand. Lord God, you are the only wise God. You are the true and the living God. And Father, right now, we bow down to you. Hallelujah. We yield ourselves to you. You are our Lord. You are our God. You are our Savior. You are our Creator. You are the lover of our souls. Hallelujah. And Father, we just look to you for every one of our needs this morning. Father, so many that we can't even name for everybody, even for ourselves, because we don't even know all the things that we need. We know what we desire in any given moment. We know what our flesh desires. We know what's on our minds and our thoughts. But Lord God, you know what's in our heart, and you know what's ahead. You know just what we need. And we just pray, Lord God, that you will move throughout these airways, cyberspace, Lord God, and touch every vessel that listens in and grant their need, the needs that they're aware of and seek you for in petition. And Lord God, those needs that we don't even know that we have, grant it, Lord God. Be the Father, be the Shepherd, be the God that you have always been. For we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. We come boldly to this throne of grace according to your scripture to obtain mercy. Father, let mercy just flow out on your people. Let us be showered, hallelujah, in mercy and goodness. Oh God, let your grace, hallelujah, be upon us, rest upon us, and let your Holy Spirit rise up in us, Lord God, to do what we should do, to be where we should be, to say what we should say, and Lord God, to look to you and thank you for every benefit, for every blessing, because we know that it all comes from you. Even every breath that we take, the next one is coming from you. Those that we have freed have all come from you. We just lift up your name and worship and praise, and we say thank you, Lord God. Father, we pray right now, especially for those families that are grieving, that are bereaved, in the name of Jesus. For you know, Lord God, we know that you know what you're doing and that you do all things well. We don't understand it, Lord God, but we know that we will by and by. But right now, Lord God, we lift up the Washington family, Lord God, and the losing, hallelujah, precious vessel, Brandy, Lord God. Bless those family members, especially her children, Lord God. Let them be a comfort, Lord God. Let them come to know you. Let them be drawn close to you in the name of Jesus. Just bring comfort and peace, Lord God. Use those people that are around them, Lord God, as they come to comfort and minister. Holy Ghost, rise up in them to give them the words to say, and Lord God, even the wisdom to be silent and still according to your will, Lord God. That will be a blessing to that family. That will be encouragement to that family. That will be a drawing power to that family to draw them closer to you in the name of Jesus. And the Anthony family, Lord God, we lift them up. Katie and the children, Lord God, hallelujah, as they still deal with the loss of Tony. Father, do it in the name of Jesus. Let there just be comfort and peace, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, throughout this nation, throughout this land, anyone that's listening that may have recently lost or still mourning for someone close, Lord, be comfort, be comfort, be comfort in the name of Jesus. For we know that you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you. Give us a mind to seek you daily, to seek you early, to seek you often, Lord God, that we will dwell in your presence. Hallelujah. And bless this broadcast today. In Jesus' name, let the words be power and life, hallelujah, and hope and salvation and healing in the name of Jesus, that those who hear will be healed, that those who hear will know that they have hope, that those who hear will turn to you, that those who hear will draw closer to you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and bless, Lord God, our guest who testifies. Lord God, just grab more and more of you in their life in the name of Jesus. Bless this ministry. Let it grow. Let it flourish. Let it go across the world, across the waters, across the continents. Lord God, everywhere that men and women will hear and know that there is one true God and that you are that God and that they will turn to you, turning from their wicked ways, turning from their fearful ways, turning from their faithless and doubtful ways, and turning to you, Lord God, knowing that we have hope in you and that we will walk in the blessings that you have for us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, baby, for that prayer. Awesome. 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 And you know, we have a God that loves us, and he so loved us, and he doesn't make a mistake. We don't always understand what's going on. We don't always like, I often say, we don't always like what the Lord is doing. We don't like for our loved ones to leave us. But when you think about the Father knowing exactly what's happening, we know that anything could have, could be possible. They could go through long suffering. They could, you know, wear on the family, because sicknesses do wear on the family, and you know, we just succumb. That's all that we can do, really, to the will of the Father, as painful as it may be for us. You know, we just know that God knows best. He does know best. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within us. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. I see that our guest has not signed on yet, so we're just going to open up the lines and see what our faithful listeners and attendees of the broadcast have to say today. We have Miss Betty. And we have Mr. James that is on the line. And both of your lines are open. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm tired.
But I'm blessed.
Amen. Amen. I really want you two to know I appreciate your support and calling in and, you know, being faithful. And though you may not call in every single Saturday, you faithfully, you know, call in and give us your support. And I really want you to know how much we appreciate your support.
And, amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I have, it's been a, as you heard, it's been a very emotional week when we heard that our little goddaughter, and we haven't really had contact with her other than over Facebook for a long time. Well, we've been gone from Chicago for 15 years. This past June made it 15 years. But still, a lot of people don't like Facebook because of some of the things that it go across. And I say, I am a one that appreciates Facebook because it allows you to stay in contact with people that you've known and people that you care about when you're miles and miles away from them. So when we saw that Brandy had a heart attack at such a young age, 40 is quite young to have that kind of health problems. But like I said, we know. God knows. We don't know. God knows. what's happening. God knows the situations that happen in our lives and the things that we go through, but He is able to bring us out as long as we hold on to His hand. The situations that happen in our lives sometimes seem so severe and drastic that we don't know where to turn to. And a lot of times people turn to alcohol, they turn to drugs, they turn to depression. But I know a man, hallelujah, that we run to him, even though we may still be in the situation, even though we may still be suffering, if we keep our eyes on him, those things will be in our peripheral view, but they won't be in our direct view. And we're going through them. We're not staying in the situation. We're going through. So just remember fall into those diverse places or fall into trouble, that it just keep looking to the one that is in control of our lives. The Bible says that He holds us in the hollow of His hand. So we just stay there. And I'm reminded of Psalms 91. It says that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of His wings. He'll hide us. He'll protect us. When we go through the water, it won't drown us. When we go through the fire, it won't burn us. But we're going through. So always remember the situations that are happening in our lives will not stop us. If we stay on that straight and narrow road, walking toward Him, we will be saved. We will be saved. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I don't know if a lot of you know that. I know you don't know this, but I have been listening to the Kenneth Copeland broadcast this week, and Dr. Billy, my namesake, Brim, has been teaching on Ezekiel. And I don't know if a lot of you follow the things that are happening in Israel, but just the teaching has been so powerful this week, and we are going to experience the last blood moon for I don't know how long it'll be before we have another one. But tomorrow night, going into Monday actually, going into the 28th, so Sunday night, we will be experiencing a blood moon. And I keep missing them. And I thought I missed this last one, but it's Sunday going into Monday, so make sure that you're looking at the moon and asking the Father, what does this mean for me? As she was saying, that God will talk, He talks to us, and He lets us know what is happening and what's going to happen if we keep our eyes on Israel. So know that we have a roadmap. And if we look unto Israel, we'll not specifically know what God is doing, but if we study our Bible and listen to those that are in tune with the scriptures and have done all the studying. Isn't it awesome that God allows us to have the internet and has allowed us to have
Christian broadcast that can help us in our walk with God and help us to know the signs and the times. And we are getting close, and I know they've been saying this for years and years and years, but we are getting close to the coming of the Lord. And as my late pastor, Robert Baggett, used to say, it behooves us to make ourselves ready, to make ourselves prepared to meet the Lord, because when he cracks that sky, it'll be too late for us to get ourselves together. So let us get ourselves together now. Well, we're going to our guest here. Our guest has not tuned in. So did you want to say something, Jane?
I'm just, you know, glad that that the Lord woke me up this morning. And I'm always glad, you know, I mean, because I could have been, like that saying, I could have been dead in my grave. So I'm really thankful to another saying, to be in that number one more time. You know, because, you know, the next 5 minutes is not promised. So I always give thanks for every breath in my body, you know, for him opening my eyes up to see another beautiful, blessed day that he created. To wake up in my right mind, free from Alzheimer's, you know, my long-term and short-term memory is pretty decent, you know. I mean, although as we age, we forget different things, but for the most part, he has blessed me with, you know, a very wonderful life, you know, let me put it that way. And to be able to call in, although last Saturday I overslept, and when I woke up I had missed the broadcast, but I'm here, and I thank God for being able to wake up and be able to dial in and then hear my cousins again. And then it was like perfect timing, because when I called in, Al was giving, you know, prayer, and that was perfect for me. So I just thank God for, you know, all he's done, and, you know, keeping me aware of what's going on, you know, not only here, but all over the world, you know, through the internet, through conversation with you, Bill, through my reading, you know. So that's what I have to say.
Well, thank you. And again, I appreciate your support. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
Miss Betty, I know that you said that you're tired. You've been working hard. Did you have anything you wanted to say today?
Praise God.
I just wanted to thank God for waking me up this morning and let you guys know I am praying for you, and I thank God for you both.
Amen. Well, thank you. We're praying for you, and thank you for your support, too. So, amen, amen. And I am going to contact my guest to see if she is going to be coming on. But until then, we're just going to play this song for you by Pastor Donnie McKirkland, as long as you are there.
Hallelujah! 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 rode down the highway, the song just started to roll over my spirit. And I began to write the song based on my heart, based on my spirit, based on my passion. And the song just said,
I'm not thinking about the time.
Oh, I'm not thinking about the time.
a hallelujah. As long as the Lord is there, we will be okay. We will be okay. Well, honey, it doesn't look like our guest is going to call in. I've tried texting her. But anyway, we're here and we're just happy to be in the number. Happy to be in the number.
Amen, amen. We are. I just, as we were waiting on the guest to come, and God knows, I was just thinking, reflecting, as I have been all week, on such a powerful word that we received on this past Sunday from our pastor, who I just love and just enjoy singing. Our church and our ministry and our minister grow in the Lord and in His grace. Pastor Matthew Branham, who is always has been since the time that I met him, but just is more and more becoming an awesome man of God, preached such a powerful message on this past Sunday, talking about our faith. We're in a series of lessons or teachings or sermons called Jesus Uncensored, and the focus is on the book of Luke, and we're really kind of hanging around in that eighth chapter because there's just so much in that eighth chapter of Luke that tells us about Jesus. And again, that sermon series is called Jesus Uncensored, and how talking about some of the radical and what would have been considered, and even today considered, some of the just outlandish things that Jesus said, but bringing it all into perspective for our life's sake, for our salvation's sake, because we know that He is our Lord, He is our shepherd, He is the good shepherd, He is the Savior of the soul, and it's He who we follow into eternal life. But in this particular message, we talked about how Jesus told His disciples, let's get in a boat and cross over to the other side. And following Jesus, they did just that. But as they got out into the boat, a storm rose. And not just a we're kind of right now having somewhat of a rainstorm, but nothing's happening, but it's just raining. You know, there's a lot of rain coming down. But this wasn't that kind of storm. This is that kind of storm that they even had a special name for. I can't call that name right now, but an extremely powerful storm. So powerful that the disciples feared for their lives. The boat was being tossed, and water was no doubt coming into the vessel. And in all of that, the Bible lets us know that Jesus was in the back part of the boat asleep. In the midst of this life-threatening storm, there was Jesus asleep, to the point that the disciples had to shake him and waken him and say, I think one version, one of the books, not Luke, but one of the other accounts said, Master, don't you care that we perish? And then one says, Jesus, wake up, we're about to perish. In other words, we're about to be killed. You need to wake up, Jesus. But Jesus was asleep. And he just woke up, and the Bible says in Luke 8, that he rebuked the storm. And then another account says he said, "Peace, be still." And the storm was just still. And they were all amazed about what manner of man this is, that even the winds and the waves and the storm obey him, obey his command. But the point that our pastor was making, because at the end of all of this, Jesus kind of looked at the disciples who had been following him and watching him do great miracles already. He had already done so many miracles. And he just looked at them and said, "Where is your faith?" I mean, in other words, it's like your faith has to be bigger than that storm. Yeah, there was a storm, a tempestuous storm, but you have faith. And not only that, Jesus was on the boat with them. And that was the thing that was just so powerful and enlightening, that when we know that Jesus is on board with us, we really don't have to worry or fear the things that show up around us, because Jesus is bigger than that. And our faith, even though Jesus at one point talked about them having faith as a grain of mustard seed, and so many interpret that saying, even if you have a little bit of faith, and sometimes I take a little issue, because I think faith needs to be big. And I don't think that mustard seed was actually describing the size of the faith. I think that using that mustard seed example describes more the magnitude of the faith, because even though that mustard seed is small, the potential in it was to become a huge tree or a huge plant, just like we might be small compared to even the situations in our lives, but the potential in us, which is that faith, the faith in us makes us bigger than that situation, more powerful than that situation, stronger than that situation. And the thing is that the Lord had dealt with me on that scripture in the past, is that the very beginning of that passage, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." So in other words, it had already been declared by the Master that we are going to the other side, which means if Jesus said it, it's going to be done. When Jesus said things, when Jesus said, "Be healed," people were healed. When Jesus said, "Rise up and walk," dead men rose up and walked. When Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole," that person became whole. So what Jesus declared was to be. Jesus declared that we're going to the other side. So no matter what the storm was, they were going to make it to the other side. Had they not awakened Jesus, they would have gone to the other side, because Jesus had already declared, "We are going to the other side." And Jesus was in that boat with them. So no matter what storm rose, no matter what came or went, they were going to the other side. And I was just blessed by that word, that if we can learn sometime to just relax and know that God is in the boat with us, that no matter how tough the storm gets, that we can make it. But the other thing that rose up in me was how, and I never dealt with this before until I heard it Sunday, is that Jesus rebuked the storm. He rebuked the wind. And we know that just the fact that he said he rebuked it, it was to rebuke something is to scorn something, to fuss at something, to correct something, to put something in its place because it's out of place. In other words, he told that storm, you have no business here. Go. And he declared peace. And we have the Holy Ghost. We have the power of the living God living in us. And sometimes all we need to do is just like Jesus said, and it could be that that's what Jesus was saying. Where is your faith? What I just did, why didn't you just do that? Why didn't you just speak to the storm and cause it to go? And we know that later in life, the disciples did grasp that in that they did go about healing and even raising people from the dead because they caught that vision finally. But the word is letting us know that the storms that we go through, we don't necessarily have to always dwell in that storm. We don't always have to endure the full effect of that storm, because some of those storms we have to go through, some of those storms are not ordained to us. And we can speak and rebuke them and say, storm, you don't belong in my life at this time. Go. And if you speak that in faith, you speak that with the authority of God that he's placed in you through the Holy Ghost, that storm will go. Sometimes we just endure some things too long, but where is your faith? Exercise your faith and speak to the storm. Rebuke the storm. Rebuke the situation and say, get out of here, Satan, get behind me. You can say, by your stripes I am healed. I will not dwell in the sickness, but I am above and not beneath. I will not go through this hard time. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus by faith. Jesus rebuked the storm, it was still, and then he said, now where is your faith? In other words, next time, let me sleep, let me rest, and you do what you have the power to do. By faith, we can rebuke some things out of our lives and just walk on in victory. And even when we are not able to do that, and even when we don't have sometimes the faith to do that, we do know God is faithful. And if we will just look to him, he'll do just what Jesus did. He'll step in, rebuke the situation, and take us through. And just have faith to know. And no matter what you're going through right now, you're going to make it. Because Jesus said, we're going across to the other side. And if Jesus said it, it's so. And I was just blessed by that message on Sunday, just giving me a determination to just walk on by faith, knowing that God is delivering me, that God has delivered me. In Jesus' name, I just hope that someone got a blessing from those words, that someone's faith was strengthened, and that someone will activate their situation and make their situation die down so they can go on in the direction that God responses. But we have to seek God to be able to do that. We have to know the power that we have. Amen.
Amen, amen. And as you were speaking, honey, I was just thinking about that Jesus was like, you've been with me. You've been through. You've seen the things that I've done. A lot of times we forget the things that he's brought us out of. We forget. My child almost went to jail. My husband was unto death and did not die. The Lord brought him up. I almost lost my house, and God came in right at the last hour, and I didn't lose my house. I'm still in it. We are not working. We don't have an income, but yet we still ate. We still were able to have a roof over our head. We forget about those things. We forget the things that God has done for us. And that's where our faith is. That's why we do this broadcast, so that you can be put in remembrance of the things that God has done. God has done so many miracles that we don't even count as miracles. I'm thinking about when you were not working and I wasn't working, and how we still ate every day. We didn't have everything that we wanted to eat, but we ate every day. We had a roof over our head. We were losing our house, so we had to find someplace else to live. How the Lord blessed me to be able to find employment, and then left us with a lump sum of money that allowed us to be able to put a deposit on an apartment. And because I had the job then, we were able to get into an apartment that I don't even know how we got into that apartment, because what I was making was not a third, which is what your rent is supposed to be. But yes, I do know how. God did it. And how we were still just, I was sharing with our son the other day about the things that we've gone through, just rehearsing them over for him to realize. He just was in an accident in his new car, and, you know, it's pretty devastating for him, because he's had so many problems with his car, but with cars, period. But just putting in remembrance of the things that God has done, how he's brought us out, how he's blessed us, how he just keeps on keeping on. I just am at awe when I look. You know the song that Michelle, the last one wasn't her song, but the song that she sang so well. When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I have a testimony. We have a testimony. If you look at your life and you see the things that God has done, you can't help but to say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? And I'm thinking about when Pastor Ojeda came on and she talked about Job and how Job said, you know, why am I going through this the day that I was born? And, you know, I cursed the womb, you know, that carried me. And he was down in the dump. He had lost everything. He said, but I will not curse my God, because he's done so much for me. He's been so faithful to me. He's loved me, you know, through my ugliness. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. And so she said that when you go through something and you say, why me? Why? She said that you should say, why not me? Lord, I'm going through this.
And if I just keep my eye on you, no matter what's going on around me, if I keep my eye on you, I will make it through this situation and have another testimony. I'm telling you, I get so encouraged when I hear the testimonies of the guests that come on, and, you know, when they talk about how God has brought them through sicknesses unto death, sicknesses that have taken other people out of this world, how people have been homeless and still had a roof over their head, but it wasn't their roof, so they were still considered homeless. But how God just made a way out of no way. I think about my cousin Evangelist Phyllis, and how she came here and had nothing, lost everything. I was about to be homeless, and she came here and stayed with us, and now she's living in her own apartment, and I don't know how every month she meets that rent payment that she has to make. But God, but her trust is in God. That's why I say call in and give your testimonies. Building faith one testimony at a time is the motto. We need to hear, we need to rehearse over in our minds the things that God has done, the way that he's brought us out of so many situations. And sometimes we don't even realize that we're out. And we look around and like, wow, I'm out of that situation. But we know that it's God that has brought us out and allowed us to be able to stand when everything else is telling us to lay down and die, give up, don't go any further. But God is there, and he's faithful. He's faithful, 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 faithful. Even when we don't feel like he's faithful, even when he takes things away from us that we think are good for us, he knows. Hallelujah. And he's sovereign. He's sovereign. He knows, hallelujah, what's best for us and what we should have and what we shouldn't have. So just trust God, listeners. Just lean on him. A lot of times, I know in my faith life, over 30-something years, there have been times that I know what God can do. I know the things that he has done in my life. But sometimes I get to the place where I can't even pray. All I can do is just really lament over things. And I have done that, lamented over things and been afraid and been sorrowful. But God, even through those times, he's brought me out of it, and he's brought me through it. And so when I look back over my life, hallelujah, and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed and I have a testimony. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is good to us and faithful. Amen. Amen, amen. That was an awesome sermon that Matthew preached on last week. And I'm like you, honey. I see him growing in his ministry because he's been walking with the Lord since he was a young child. And he's still a young man, 31 years old. But I see him growing, and I see him almost at the point of hooping. He's getting there, huh, honey?
Hey, man, he's going to hoop in a minute.
We're sitting there on that front row. We're sitting there, and we're praying for him as he delivers his messages, and
And, you know, we that's our background. He may never hoop the way that, you know, maybe some of the preachers that have been in our lives do, but he's getting to that point where he's, you know, expressing himself a little more emotionally. He's saying like that. He's getting to that point, and we're just enjoying the journey that the Lord has us on. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy what God is doing. Marvel at the way that he loves us and the way that he is taking care of us. I'm telling you, there is nothing like being loved by a loving father. Hallelujah. You know, when we were children and just receiving the love that we receive from our caretakers, be they mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandparents, that love, and we felt that care that they were giving us, and that's how God really is with us. Right, babe, he loves us as a parent, but he calls us his friend. Hallelujah. But he loves us as a parent, and he loves us, and we know that. You know, used to tell the boys, or our sons are grown now, but I love you, so why would I do something to hurt you? I may take something away from you, or I may not allow you to do something, but it's because I know that that's going to be disastrous for you in the end. I've had my oldest son, I've had the pleasure of him calling me several times through the years, and telling me that he appreciates that I raised him. But he didn't like it when he was growing up. He didn't like the fact that I wouldn't let him just hang out and go to places with the neighborhood. The neighborhood used to do a trip to Six Flags Great America when we lived in Illinois. And I never would let him go with them, and he would be so upset. But now he looks back and he sees that his life is different from the lives of some of his friends that grew up in the neighborhood and called me several times, like I said, through the years, and, you know, told me that he appreciated the way that I raised him. And that's a good feeling for a parent. Because when you go through those teenage years when they're hating you and not appreciating your wisdom, but they get to the point where they have children and they say, well, that mom didn't do so bad after all. That's a good feeling, huh, babe?
Very good feeling just to know that. It takes a while to get there, though, because I was listening to some parents speaking. I don't know if it was in our life group the other night. We're talking about kids and how they regard their parents or guardians, how that they hit a certain age and parents are probably the world's the class of, or the world's stupidest people, or dumbest people, or parents sometimes when some kids hit a certain age. But then later in life, when they come back and let you know how they just appreciate the things that you did for them. At the time we were doing it to them. But I realized later in life that we were doing it for them. And, yeah, it's a good feeling to look back. First of all, just to see that your children have made it, because there are so many parents that have lost children who have just not cheated their way and might not even live into adulthood. But God has blessed us. God has certainly blessed us. And we love and appreciate and are really proud of our children.
Yes, it's been a journey. But it's like a journey with the Lord to the disciples. Though they were grown men, they still had to go through infancy with the Lord, walking with him, seeing the things that he maturity, and that's when he was able to send them out to do the works that he had done. That's how the Bible says that we're supposed to come to him as a child. But I remember hearing Pastor Iona Locke, and she said that something that does not grow is mature. Grow amateur is retarded. So as we walk with the Lord and we see the thing that he's done, that's supposed to build our faith. It's not supposed to every situation. And there are some situations that come that are heavier than some situations. But when we think about, okay, the Lord brought me out of this, so if he brought me out of this, he can bring me out of that. Or vice versa. If he brought me out of that, then he can bring me out of this. But what we do is allow the enemy to speak in our minds and speak in our situations and cause us to be fearful. I know a few years ago, about 3 years ago, we were going through a situation with one of our sons that was devastating to me. It was the most devastating thing that I've ever had to go through. And a lot of situations that we go through, God is using them not to destroy us, but this is what I got out of it. That I had, even though I taught my son's faith and have had faith over a lot of things, in that situation, I forgot that my father was my father and that my son was going to be all right. Even though the Lord gave me Proverbs 11:21b that said, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. I quoted that scripture every day, put it on my wall, quoted the scripture every day, but still was in fear. And when the Lord brought little things that should have alarmed me, that the Lord was bringing the situation to be successful for him, I still was fearful because the enemy kept saying, well, but what if? I remember one of the brothers from our church, Lancer DeLashman, and he preached this message about aborting those thoughts. Instead of me saying, no, God promised. I was saying, but what if? I was going along with him, but what if? But God brought him out. And now when situations come to me, I'm able to say, no, God is able to do whatever I need him to do. And if he doesn't do it the way that I want it done, hallelujah, he still knows what's best. He still knows what's best. So that's why we do the broadcast, so that people can hear about the things that God is doing in other people's lives, how he's raised someone from the dead, how he's healed someone to the point that it
marveled the doctors, how even through a situation where you can hardly breathe, we had a young lady on that had a lung disease, and she could hardly talk, but the Lord gave her the strength to get on and give the testimony. And even through going through that situation, she was still praising God. She was still giving God the glory for his life, for her life, rather, and how people have been on drugs and how people have been in prostitution and selling drugs, how now they're living for God, how people have been in homosexual situations. They say that once you're a homosexual, you never come out of that. You never can live a righteous life before God. And but we've had examples of people, as a matter of fact, we're going to try to get them back on to give their testimony again. Now, we can go into the archives and bring it up, but we're going to have them to come on and give those testimonies. God is letting us know. The Bible says where we get the theme from of our broadcast, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Our testimonies are so vital to the survival of Christendom. We think that because we go through something and we might be a little embarrassed by it, some of the things that we've done, but it's a testimony. I know my son used to tell me when he was younger, and I try to sway him away from doing some things, making some mistakes, you know, as any parent would do. And he would say, but Mom, there are some things that I have to go through. Now, it's the hard way. You don't have to go through it. But he would tell me experience is the best teacher. And that's maybe what he had to go through, you know, to get to the point that he is now, a successful father, a successful businessman, owning his own business. And maybe had he not gone through some of the things that he's gone through, he wouldn't be in the place that he is in now. But still, knowing that God is the one that brought him through. Our testimonies are important because it lets people know that we serve a God that can do the things that we need him to do, no matter what our situation looks like, no matter how hard we think things are for us now. If we just keep our eyes, the Bible says, look unto the hill, from whence cometh our help. And that's the King James Version. All of our help comes from the Lord. There's something about that King James, okay, that it's, you can read other versions of the Bible, but some things you have to come straight from King James, and using that whole English is good.
Amen.
It's good. Well, I see that we have another caller on. And you don't have to say anything, caller, if you don't want to. The area code is 757 and your last four, 8460. If you want to say something or give a testimony or just your line is open. Are you there, caller? 757, your area code, 0, your last four digits. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you for calling in and listening. I see you've been there for a while. We appreciate you calling in and hearing what the Lord is doing in the lives of people. Even though we didn't have a guest today, I thank you, honey, for expounding on that lesson that we heard on last week from our pastor, Matthew Thradom. And thank you, Jimmy, and thank you, Betty, for being faithful and calling in faithfully and listening, you know, and hearing building your faith, allowing the Lord to get in your ear, get in your heart, and know that there is nothing, as Evangelist Sandra Raleigh says, nothing is too hard for God. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to end our broadcast today. And, you know, we just thank God for another day. And always remember, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Babe, did you have something that you wanted to end us with?
No, I'm just happy to be with our listeners again today. And even though through whatever difficulty we didn't get a chance to hear our guest or featured testimony, but we just trust and know that God is in control, and we trust and pray that words that were said are of benefit, a blessing to someone. And we just encourage you to invite others to tune into this broadcast. Tell them about us. Tell them that we are really just looking for people to share their testimonies, because sometimes when we experience something outside of God that we really like, we'll have a problem telling somebody about what we experienced, whether it was the exciting vacation that we went to, or a movie that we saw that we really enjoyed, or some big sale somewhere. Whatever the case is, but we need to be like that also, and even the more about what God is doing for us, that need the hope of Jesus Christ. He is the hope of glory, but there are so many that don't know that, even though they heard the name Jesus, they know about God, but because they have not had any personal encounters that they are aware of with God, they can't encounter God through your great testimony, because you're going to speak to somebody that is going through, and those words will be a blessing to them, and somebody will be caused to turn their hope and their attention to God. So we encourage you to continue to tune in, and then invite guests, kind of like going to church or somewhere. Invite somebody to come with you, and let's just grow this kingdom. Let's just get the gospel across the airways. That's all I have.
Amen. Building faith one testimony at a time. Well, we just thank you all for listening today. And I want to end us in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you are to us, all that you do for us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for new mercies every day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, even when we don't meet your expectation, you don't cast us aside, but you love us even the more. Hallelujah. We know that your word says, hallelujah, where sin does abound, grace much more abounds. Lord, thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. And Father, we pray now over every listener, whether they are on the internet, whether they are have called in, whether they will call into the archives and listen to the broadcast at a later time. Touch them, Lord. Let them feel your love the more this day. Let them know, Father, that there is no situation, there is no circumstance that you are not in control of. We know that you are in control of every situation, and we thank you. We thank you for this broadcast, Father. We thank you that you allow my husband and I to host the broadcast, and we are servants, Lord. We said, here we are. Use us for your kingdom. We pray for Pastor Adrian Bernard, who is the overall host of our broadcast. Lord, bless her even the more. Lord, increase her ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, as she is on the broadcast from Tuesday through Thursday, Lord, let her listeners, hallelujah, be blessed by the things that they hear. And Lord, touch her health, touch her children, Lord, her sister, her siblings. Father, we just overall for her. And Lord, we again hold up the Washington family and the loss of Brandy. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to continue to comfort them. We hold her sister Dinah up in a very special way, Lord. They were so close, Father, and now she is feeling the loss of her sister, which was her best friend and her confidant, her ride and die, as they say in the world. Now, Lord, you know, hallelujah, touch Dinah in a special way today, Lord. Wrap your arms around her, Lord, and send her great comfort in this time of bereavement. Her children, Lord Jesus, she just sent her one daughter, her oldest daughter, off to college. Oh, God, let her be able to retain what she needs to be successful in her class and her schoolwork. Lord, we just depending on you. No other help we know but you. We continue to pray for Katie and her family, Lord, and the loss of Tony. Lord, we just don't know where we would be without you. We don't know where we would go, who would love us, who would keep us like you. Lord, there's nobody but you. Father, we pray for every service on this day and every service on tomorrow. Lord, show out, show up in the services, Lord, like never before. Let us feel a fresh wind, hallelujah, of your anointing. Anoint each pastor, each evangelist, whoever will be speaking on tomorrow, Lord, a special anointing on them, a special message just from you, Lord, that we will be able to go on and see what the end is going to be. Father, we just thank you again for this broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for my husband, hallelujah, for my children, hallelujah, and most of all for you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we have come to the end of the broadcast, and I just want to say we are under the umbrella of Pastor Adrian Bernard. She is our overall host, and her broadcast is every Tuesday through Thursday at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time. So if you need to hear a word from the Lord, tune in to her broadcast. And, of course, every Saturday, we're here every Saturday. We're like the post office, postal workers. Rain, sleet, snow, we're here. Even if we're just babbling, we're just talking about the goodness of the Lord, but we have had some awesome, awesome testimonies. And if you need to hear, you need to be inspired, tune in every Saturday at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central time, and 8 o'clock Eastern time to They Overcame, and you will be blessed. You will be inspired. Hallelujah. So until next week, we just want to praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.